I've got one that I was gonna. If we've got three already, well.
We're good.
Well, other stuff I'm worried about. So.
You can always get it and not use it.
That's true.
Money boxes for making change. I've got two of those, small one and a little larger one. But we got those. That's one for the food area and then one for the door and the raffle area. The igloo containers, I think Bert's already got those and two of those. The public address system, we've got to contact the fairgrounds and make sure that their public address system is available to
them. You need to ask them about an extra speaker, too, remember, for
hey,
outside.
Hey, David?
Yes.
Doc got a big PA system he said we could use if we needed.
Okay. raffle tickets, you've got those?
I got those at the house. I started bringing them and giving them to you. Transfer all the stuff over to you.
Internet access to the building, Jason is going to check on that. Traffic cones, go see if I can get some traffic cones off Nash or Steve, the fire department.
What's that?
Huh?
What's that? He said
last year that... We just need about 10 of them, I
think. Public Works had plenty.
Yeah.
Arm bracelets, we got plenty of those.
We got plenty of those. I got them. Okay. First from the beginning, you know.
Yeah, we can put a barricade if we wanted to.
Food prep utensils. I assume... knives and...
I'll have all
parts
there.
Okay. And the grill for grilling hamburgers. Chairs, yeah. I think chairs are there.
Yeah.
I'll bring a bunch of pens for writing call signs and stuff on the raffle tickets. And the ticket hopper. Definitely need that. Anybody think of anything else that I'm missing?
You're doing mini forms and signage.
Yeah. Signs and menu.
Oh, we have direction signs.
Yeah, we've got direction signs. They're stored over there at the storage place.
Okay, that cover all the equipment then. We got everything we need equipment wise. Except we're short a few tables, but we'll try to locate some.
Working on that.
Yeah. Okay.
Small snafu.
The menu prices is the next item.
I'm in agreement with Miss LaRue now. I'm just in agreement with her.
You agree with anything, David?
Well, not necessarily.
That's my question.
I'll agree with her.
Not me.
What about?
Oh, gosh.
This is up for discussion.
Well, look at that.
I say once you got another. I would just.
What we're going to do is the chicken and spaghetti lunch plate. I've got it down for $10, and that might be too high.
Probably is.
Yep.
I'd say $7.50.
I'll give my 2 cents worth on that. That I already told David.
Uh-huh.
I think the spaghetti ought to be priced the same as a burger.
Uh-huh. Because a burger for sure.
Right. In theory, it's pure profit.
Uh-huh.
There's a little bit of expense there.
Uh-huh.
And we would rather sell all the chicken spaghetti before we sold a single hamburger. Because it's a whole lot more profit in chicken spaghetti for us than what a hamburger would be. So you don't want to price it higher than a hamburger. If anything, price it a hair cheaper than a hamburger.
You need to keep it even money so you don't have to have extra change, like 50 cents. That's going to...
Yeah, then I had another suggestion.
50 cents is not a big deal. We have quarters.
Yeah, we had plenty of... change last time.
Because we're not dealing with taxes. We're not dealing with pennies.
50 cents isn't a problem. So. And I had another thought that I didn't tell David about. And LaRue will shoot me, but that's okay. I'll let
okay.
I had a thought of just charging $7.50 period for a burger, whether it had cheese or not. Then you don't have to think about it. You want a burger, it's $7.50. And you don't have to think whether it has cheese or not. The people, then cheese is just an optional condiment, like lettuce and tomato and everything else is.
Mm-hmm.
Then you don't have to think about the price. You get a burger at $7.50, if you get chicken spaghetti at $7.50. Period.
What about a cheeseburger?
$7.50. So the people that get hamburgers are paying for the people that get cheeseburgers.
Well, what Jason
so what?
Is saying is what we do is take cheeseburger off and put cheese as a condiment down here where we got mustard, onions.
Just a suggestion. Just a simple suggestion. It does not matter to me which way we do it. But
most people are used to pay a little extra for cheese.
I know, but we get everybody to pay extra for it. Even if they don't get it.
You know, I'll tell you something that we've had in the past we've had the issue come up. I felt
right.
A little bit bad about it, but you know, a number of people say, "I don't want chips." Well, we charge the same thing anyway.
It's included.
Well, and then we have the people who have already bought a drink, and they say, "I already have my drink. I don't need a drink," but we still charge them for one. I guess, I mean, you know, we'd give them an extra drink if they wanted it. But, you know, I understand, and that was the whole idea behind it, is to keep it simple. But nevertheless, when we had those situations come up, I still ended up feeling a little bit bad that we were charging them for something that they weren't getting.
Well, you know, we always do the same thing like Subway does, tip the drink for $2 or something to make everybody happy. I don't know, you know, our profit margin
is in those chips and drink.
Yeah, I mean,
not the chip necessarily, but the drink.
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem. I mean, you know.
Why don't you fix it up with like a meal, just like
and that's what we have.
That's,
I mean, that's the way it is.
That's what we've done. You get a hamburger, chips, and drink for $7, cheeseburger, chips, drinks, $7.50. The desserts are $2, and I put drinks $2 now. That might be a little high, but
way too high.
Yeah,
well,
I think
the same idea. What got me thinking that? I go to the Texas High football games a lot of times. Bottle of water is $2.
Yeah,
drinks are
$2. They
that's the profit margin on them.
Yeah,
I think back to $1.
Yeah, I didn't think.
You'll sell a lot more than $1 than you will $2.
Yeah, $2.
Okay.
It is, I think so. Because even if you go in a convenience store, you can buy a canned drink for $1.19.
Yeah.
And you can buy a bottle of water
for
$1.
You go to Walmart, drink dispensers, and get them for 50 cents.
And we have basically...
I mean, water is a huge markup for us.
Mm-hmm.
Water makes us... lots of money.
We changed it to $1. I just thought, I got thinking when I went to the ball games, I paid $2.
Well, and if you go to a restaurant, you're going to pay a minimum of $1.69, but you're going to get refilled.
Most restaurants charge you $1.99 for tea, Coke, whatever you want. I mean, it's $2.
A minimum of $1.69 up to
$2.98. Yeah.
But you get free refill for that.
Huh?
But
you're
going to get free
refill
for that.
Right.
Yeah. I think
$1. We're offering free refills on the tea and coffee.
Because, boy, you're talking about that.
Well, I mean, we don't have any cost in the tea.
Yeah.
We don't have any,
and I don't
think $1.
Okay.
Speaking of that, we can put right outside for 50 cents and make pure profit off and get to it.
What's that?
It's
a little tough to find those without vending machines.
And I had the desserts, $2. That's exactly what we had.
Right.
Last year we sold the hamburgers for $7. We sold the... cheeseburgers for $7.50.
And I'll go to my suggestion on that one. If we did a single price, I would drop it across the board to $7 as opposed to the $7.50.
Thank you.
I just drop it at 50 cents. Mm-hmm. I think $7.50 is a little bit on the steep side. I actually personally think $6.50 is right price. $7 is the middle compromise to me. There's my 3 cents on that. Maybe the new one's worth it.
So
yeah, I agree. If we're gonna do one price, then I think $7 is a better.
I mean, if people don't like the one price, it's not my decision. I mean, it's
what do you all
think? I mean, I think
what's the general?
Why were you going to close with $7?
Huh?
Be a hamburger or a cheeseburger, fixed the way you want it, with chips and a drink.
Okay. That's a bargain.
Yeah.
It is a bargain.
That is a real bargain.
It's a bargain.
But we're only knocking 50 cents off the price.
Yeah.
It's not
a
like
$5 hamburger with dollar chips and dollar drinks. So.
Right.
That's a 3/4 pound burger that is grilled.
Yeah, but that's okay.
I understand. Well, what's our cost on it?
Yeah, but see, we're getting a lot of that donated.
We are getting it donated, but the idea behind the donation is
we had to buy it.
Right.
So what?
Okay. When we're talking about
$4 burgers.
Okay. When we're talking about burger, you can't talk about meat and bread.
No.
You've got to talk about the whole picture. Okay. What does it cost?
Mayonnaise, mustard, four.
Around $4 to $4.25.
So $7 is right for us.
Right.
$7.50.
You're almost making 50% margin. So okay. So we're gonna go with spaghetti, the hamburger, and the cheeseburger, all $7.
All
desserts,
$7.
Desserts $2, drinks $1.
Any complaints about that?
I'll agree with that. I have spoken. I will agree with every price that y'all
told
you.
So basically, we're taking the cheeseburger off, and we're just going to add cheese and the condiments.
Right.
Is that right?
Right.
Well, either that or I'll just leave it like this and say $7.
Well, we need to know if they want cheese.
Well,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. If we don't know, we're not going to.
Yeah, you got to put cheese down there.
All right, I'll put.
Or are you going to charge split cheese?
No. That's included.
All right.
All right.
What? You'll have the chicken spaghetti. You'll have the hamburger, and the cheeseburger will come out, and you'll have dessert and drink, and then cheese will go in as a condiment down there.
That'll work.
Yeah, it's the first condiment. Let's put it over.
Yeah, make it the first one, right? Yeah. Try to upsell it. Oh wait, maybe you put it down in the middle and mix it up when it's seasoned. So nobody picks it.
And then drinks go to $1.
Yeah.
Everybody good with that? I'll have a couple of hundred of these made up.
Okay.
For you.
And need a.
And I'll have some signage.
Need a few printed on a different colored paper.
Huh?
Just need a few printed on a different colored
paper. Okay, how many major vendors do we have? Like five? So if we had like 20, that's gonna be more.
That's more than enough.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Some of the vendors will have 3 people. The major ones will have 3 people.
Even MTC only brings 2. JMR brings 2. Palmetto might bring 3.
Okay.
Because he brought his grandson.
Mm-hmm.
I was a vendor last year. I didn't get any free meals.
You didn't buy five people.
Gerald, hold your hands up this year. Maybe get a free meal.
You want to buy a couple of tables? We'll give you a free meal if you buy 5 tables. I'll give you free.
That's right.
I had 3 tables last year.
Well, we set our minimum at 5.
Yeah, that's kind of where we were.
Everybody agrees with that?
Uh-huh.
I'll print those up.
I think we're good with that.
We're good. All right. Jason said if we get out to the fairgrounds at 10 o'clock, let's see, how do we even do this, Jason? We're going to send the table wranglers to get the tables.
Yeah, if we have a few people that get there at 10, just in case we have to mop. We've had to mop twice and didn't have to once. So there's a 2/3 of a chance we have to mop. So if your table guys start picking up their tables around 10 o'clock, that means they get there by the time you're through doing whatever you're going to do there. It doesn't make sense to get to that building at 6 o'clock in the morning. We don't have a single vendor that gets there before noon. It takes us an hour to put tables up. That's it. Everything else can happen around all that. And heck, if 20 of the tables are coming from here, I assume your dad and you'll get those. I'm making an assumption. If not, we'll get people to help. I mean, we do have to have pick up tables at Hooks, which sounds like a great job for Monroe, a couple of helpers, since he knows exactly where those come from.
Speaking of the tables, can we decide what we're going to do so we don't lose them and get them mixed up?
Oh, I'm last year. I'm going to label the ones that's got no label. It's not labeled.
Yeah. Okay. We'll make sure they're labeled. The table, yeah. All the matches are. Because
I know the headache we had last year.
Yeah, and last year we tried to label them. Don't know what happened.
Hooks has all theirs.
Yeah. We'll just have to check them.
Underneath.
Yeah.
That will be somebody's job at the door to check tables for labels.
Actually, that will be checked when the
Jason. Yeah, check them when
the I can do that. I can label them.
Double count.
Yeah, just everybody try to check.
I think we checked last time when we loaded the hooks.
We want to cut them off the table. Right. And we need somebody to double count.
Yes, right.
Just keep the count.
The task that we have to do Friday, kind of my preliminary list, is possibly a pre-ham fest cleanup. Clean the building up. Collect and haul the tables.
Well, those tables are going to have to be washed down, too. That's always.
Yeah.
Yeah, some did. The ones from here won't.
You can get them set up and then.
That's exactly.
The ticket hopper hauled and set up. The electrical hookups, we'll have to run some electrical over to the two islands. And the public address system set up. And then the table set up itself. And then any vendor assistance that we might have to do after 12 or
whatever they get there. I mean, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And then
get a hamburger and for the drink.
No.
Last but not least is our vendor dinner at Big Jake's on Arkansas Boulevard. Roughly about, would you say 6:30?
Well, I told him 5:30, but I'm going to talk to him in the morning. I tried to catch him today, and I was too late talking to him. He's already left. But we can do that at whatever time we want to do it. I told him 5:30, but if we need to move that to 6 or 6:30, that is not an issue whatsoever. I just need to know so he'll be prepared for people coming in.
Team down so far.
I was thinking last year, MTC didn't roll in until about 3 o'clock. Palmetto came late.
They did theirs in the morning.
He did come in the morning, didn't he? He got there about 6:30 in the morning. That's right.
Yeah, he came early.
That's right.
He set up Saturday morning, I think.
JMR was there about 2:30 or 3.
Should we move it to 6 just to make it?
Yeah, be fine.
Okay, just to make it easy.
Even if you say 5:30, it'd be 6 o'clock for all the stragglers get in.
Well, yeah, but if we say 6, and if the majority of the people show up around 6, if we end up with some folks that don't leave the fairgrounds at 6:30, it'll still work for them to come.
Yeah. Now those are all the Friday tasks. Then Saturday...
I have just a little bitty task that needs to be done on Friday.
Okay.
I need somebody that is a good coffee maker to get those coffee pots with water and coffee in them ready to just plug in Saturday morning. I'm definitely not that person. I can't even make a 12 pot, Tara. Sure, don't want me making coffee for the masses.
Well, I will volunteer to do that, except I don't drink it, so y'all may want to rethink that one too.
I don't drink it either. I don't make it.
Just putting that out there.
When we have company at the house that wants coffee made. I say, okay, who drinks coffee and who normally makes coffee? That's your job.
I have one of those expensive things where you buy the little 50-cent
deal. Yeah.
But it's
and
cheaper than Starbucks. It's cheaper than Starbucks.
That's right. And
well, everybody's
right
cheaper
for
than
one
Starbucks.
I know how to make two.
Put that on your list for Friday, and before we leave, people will get done.
Yeah, we can handle that.
Okay.
Put it on the list, and it will be done before we leave.
Yeah, but you always say you don't know how, and sometimes yours turns out really strong.
Well, people drink it anyway.
I mean, that's fine if that's what you want to do, but sometimes you make it and you say, boy, this is really strong enough, or sometimes you make it and you say, whew, I can't stick through that.
All right, Saturday we need, of course, vendor assistance. Somebody will have to be helping get them to the right table.
Parking.
Food service and prep will be a big one. The door and raffle ticket, we'll have to have somebody raffle tickets and taking entrance fees.
I have a suggestion for that. While those people are out there waiting to come in, we ought to be out there trying to sell them raffle tickets and go ahead and sell them door entries. So they go outside and sell it to them. While they're waiting. That way, when you get ready to open the door at 8 o'clock, they're walking straight in.
They do that in Shreveport.
They do that in Shreveport?
They did it last year.
Wouldn't be a big deal just to walk down through there and take their money and give them a bracelet.
Try to anybody sell know what a weather forecast is?
Must be free.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Cold.
Well, what about these cars that's going to be brought in for extra?
They'll turn those into the table and get those.
Yeah.
We won't bother with that outside. Just a thought.
And hopefully some of those people will turn those cards in on Friday, so they'll get in the Friday drawing. That was the idea.
Oh, hey, Brett called me today. We'll know if we were selling any tickets on Friday.
Yeah.
Okay, he wants them Friday because he's going to come in there that morning before he goes to the farm.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I've got some tonight if you want it. If anybody wants voucher tickets,
I'll call it tomorrow.
Come see me and I'll.
Huh? I thought you looked at something. Are they in here?
VE testing for Saturday. And then the post town fest cleanup. And.
VE testing is going to be at 10 o'clock.
And 1. 10
wait,
and 1.
Wait just a minute.
No.
Okay.
Since I'm going to help out on Friday, I'll help out on cleanup.
And
at 10 o'clock Saturday morning, we'll be testing down there in that Marine Corps building.
Okay.
And 1 o'clock, if we have anybody that wants to retest or test, we can.
That'd be your second session? You have two sessions?
Yeah.
Two sessions, okay. 10 and 1.
10 and 1.
Okay. Yes. You got the time, yeah. Rudy up there last time told me that he would not be able to make it.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw you in a short.
No, we got.
We'll be okay.
Yeah, we got much of the.
Okay.
Can you think of, anybody think of anything else that we're missing?
Yeah, I'm doing talking. I'll be there, but if I do, I start to people get lost. Like,
I forgot to talk there. In. Talk in session.
What about your sign? You want to take your this
year? Yeah, I've got those direction signs.
I think we lost one. I think we lost one.
They put that on the billboard out.
Lost. It wasn't there when we was picking
up. You know, they got that thing.
Somebody took it for a souvenir.
$5 sign out there.
Let's see what we have. See if we got one and you go. I think we lost one.
I think I got one to turn on.
Hey, David, I got one more.
We'll send them home with people. We'll send them home with people like we did last year.
I put one over on.
And we'll give him at what time Saturday morning?
I'm gonna be at 6:30, but I got them talking.
That's Saturday though, isn't it?
Also, the outside speaker. Anybody think about that yet?
I think they only give us two speakers for that PA system.
Yeah. It was kind of loud.
I don't think you need both of them inside.
Yeah, but we might be able to get one outside.
Okay. And Doc said he had the one you could use too. He got the system.
Okay.
So we don't know. I mean, you're probably throwing the garbage to have it in case we need.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, at one point we talked about, but I don't think we ever made any decision about, like on the door prizes, having some kind of a board that, in case somebody wasn't there, that we could post on the board who winners were, in case somebody was testing or they were outside at the tailgaters. And a lot of people do that. Freeport did that. That way we can put winners and what they won, and then they have until just before we do the main prize to claim their prize, and if they don't by then, then we just redraw for them. But I think that's a good idea. That way.
Just one of those dry erase boards.
And you're broadcasting it.
Hanging
up
on the...
That's right. And I think it's fair. Because
and you could also tell them, well, if you want to know if you won this, go look at the board.
Exactly.
So you'd list all the drawing winners, even if...
Now, if they claim it right then, there's no point in listing
it. Right.
But it would be the ones who didn't show up.
Anything unclaimed.
Yeah.
On your parking lot, folks, pretty much all over by 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You don't have anybody.
Yeah, 9:30 even. I mean,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, we just have that.
And we'll put the cones
started,
out there to
get their first rush in the morning. And
yeah.
One thing you will need to have is your handicap area already lined up. That was a problem in the past.
Sounds like there's quite a few. I mean, I've heard
they
parents talking on the radio and stuff. I've heard
they just missed on the trailer. They keep that thing on the balance. So, him and Joe Bill have got stuff from them.
Is the guy still staying in Illinois or wherever?
No.
Okay.
Oh, he backed out?
Change.
$1,000. Already got it down.
Read my mind, ain't
hey, let me ask you a question now. What's my assignment? Toner tickets, direction signs, and rail.
Counterfeit money.
Huh?
Producing pot. Counterfeit
Travel
money.
Change.
Change?
Change.
Okay, got change.
Coffee pot.
Prepared.
Coffee pot and the big thing to put the condiments in.
I got this. Oh, yeah. I'm going to put T-R-A-Y plastic.
I'm sure there's something else that's supposed to be on your list. We're just forgetting.
Let's see right there.
Let me see, David. Let me find
it. Well,
bring the raffle tickets. You got that wrote down?
Yeah.
Armbands.
Okay.
There you go.
All that stuff in there, David. Don't forget to bring the chip.
Yeah, we can do without that.
VE tested material.
Yeah. Well, he don't go anywhere without that. I'm pretty sure he sleeps with that.
That's right. He's bundled around. You.
probably ought to bring the checkbook too.
I'm pretty sure that just stays right with him.
And then we'll see.
I got his clothes. I can get it.
I'm going to try to.
I'm going to We will need some folks Friday, and some folks Saturday.
LaRue still needs help.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. Here's what I need. I've kind of got a feel for, and I can do probably less people than I initially thought I did, but I need at least one more person to be there by 7:30.
Is that Saturday morning?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I will do it if somebody else would.
Okay. One thing I need.
I mean, I will always be there, and by all means.
I know.
Oh.
Put her on the lead.
Hey, we got one on that, too. To put it on.
Now, I got a question for you.
Okay.
She's going to do the chicken and spaghetti.
Uh-huh.
When do you want the chicken and spaghetti there? Saturday.
Well.
We don't have to have it there at 7:30, do we?
We don't have to have it there at 7:30. But I would say by 9:45. By 9:30, people are wanting to know where the burgers are. And I know that sounds crazy.
That does.
But nevertheless.
Now, you shouldn't talk about David Tiggy about Mike like that.
Now, some of them leave home real early in the morning.
Well, that's right. That's right.
Okay. I'll tell her between 9 and 9:30.
Okay.
So
what time should she be there? She can't be there at 7:30 if she's home cooking.
No.
Okay, so I'm gonna, and I'll get this list together and I'll get in touch with her later. But I gotta have somebody there, one more person by 7:30, And Ann doesn't know what her schedule is yet. She won't know until after tomorrow, right?
Saturday, she'll be able to be there from that morning till probably around noon or a little bit.
Okay, you think she'll be there by 7:30?
We can't be there by 7:30. By noon she'll probably have to be because she got to be there for
Well, and I've got some people that don't want to be there early. They want to sleep in until 10 o'clock or something. Well, and I have y'all down for a little bit later because, I'm really to a point that I just need one.
And we should be there Friday because we thought we were going to be there. We're going to be there Friday. So, maybe we'll take care of it.
So you think
so everybody's going to show up later on Saturday morning at what time?
Okay. But you think it'll work to put her there for 7:30?
I'm gonna be there 7 a.m. because we can get a weekend there and Saturday.
Oh,
okay.
Well, Ruth, go ahead and put me down. Me and Sticky down.
Yeah, what's it
going to
be?
Yeah,
we start letting vendors in. Well, I want to think we were there at 6 last year.
Okay.
We started getting there. Now, not everybody needs to be there at 6, obviously.
Well, I wanted to have the door person, so I didn't know what time the door person would be there.
And what we
will probably, quote, have our third.
Okay.
And it'll last about 7 minutes.
just call it to order and yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Call it to order and say the grace and the pledge and
long enough to make it count.
Yeah. You say the pledge and say your prayer and
somebody moves to dismiss.
And then we get to our chores. Get to our battle stations. Because we'll be going all different directions.
As bad as we want. We don't open the door till 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I got that taken care of.
I mean, people will want it open, but I mean, that's what we published. Right. That's just when we open the door.
Greg, you going to be charging the barns?
Not at 7:45.
Are you going to be charging the barns?
You darn right I am.
And then I do feel made about probably 3 more people for on into the day, because I'm trying not to schedule patients for more than 3 or 4 hours.
So if you could spend a little time back there with LaRue dishing up grub,
uh-huh,
give her a call. And she might let you work a 2-hour shift.
Uh-huh.
If you really...
Well, she was there last week. She was there last year. She was there last year.
Yeah, I sure don't want to do these things every other week.
No.
You said last week. Oh, yeah.
I mean, last year. You're supposed to listen to what I'm saying.
I did some sample signs. I didn't have a big sign board, but you know, for all the drinks and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and I'll have to reprice them.
Okay. The other thing that we need is some dessert.
You know.
We lacking on desserts. We got. I have not had any more added except, let's say, Kathy's bringing brownies. Anne's bringing Mississippi mud cake, and she. I don't know. Touch base with her. She talked about a pineapple upside down cake. But I don't know if that's in the plan or not. And then I'm doing a blackberry cobbler and Big Jason's. We only have, and Danny's bringing a dessert. Other than that, we only have like 4 members that have offered desserts.
Cookie down for what you want.
The cookies did not sell last year.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, cake or pie or cobbler would be wonderful. We have peach cobbler and we have blackberry cobbler coming, and we have chocolate cake coming, and we have brownies coming. And then, Danny, do you know what you're bringing yet?
No, I just have to wait and see.
What does she prefer to do?
She can be.
I know she is a good cat.
Yeah.
What about cherry pie or coffee?
Yeah. Cherry pie.
All right, very good.
Cherry pie or cherry cobbler?
Well, what
is that? I want cherry cobbler. No,
cobbler?
Yeah. Okay. I want my half sectioned off.
Put Judy down for a cake.
Okay. This needs to be around the whole
thing. Talk about this food making Clarence hungry.
Three?
Yeah, Nate.
I think it's thirsty.
Only. He eats all day long.
All right.
We supply.
Enough desserts.
It'd be nice to have 2 or 3 more, but, you know. Whatever, something that people are familiar with.
Yes. Apple pie, what should be.
Okay.
I've lost my train of thought.
Welcome to our world.
I'm worried about myself. I'm getting old.
Fell completely off the track.
Yeah. It'll come wandering in here in a minute.
There are 2 people that can go with Monroe to pick up tables.
Yeah, I can go with Monroe.
Is there somebody else who can go with him?
Friday morning.
I can go. We can go with my truck.
I got a trailer.
All I got to do is ride and lift.
Yeah. You ought to carry it.
Where you want to pick us up, Monroe? Okay.
Then
meet over there about 9:30. 9:30 at the fairground. Okay. We got to get the key for that.
You know how to get back in there? Just
like I got that on my list.
I've been there where what? To those tables and booths.
Last year.
I've been over there. You know, last time they just gave us the code to get in.
Yeah.
They sure did.
I don't either.
Alright. What are we missing? Anything?
A lot of people coming.
Yeah.
Well, you need probably three people to do the parking lot.
Yeah, you need to have it settled who's going to do what.
Some three volunteers for the parking lot. So you already know who they're going to be.
Well, I'm hoping a bunch of them show up like they did last year, right there on Saturday morning, 50 out, someone stick them over there. A lot of them didn't show up to meetings or anything, but they did show up to him for this.
Yeah, I know.
But that's
scary. It is scary. And really, the parking is the short one. I mean, an hour and a half out there, and, you know, you got the cones, you set it up. Once you get that early rush parked, then the other, it's kind of like cattle. They'll follow the...
I've done it 2 years in a row, so I think
okay.
You're an expert,
man.
But it was an easy job, wasn't it?
Huh?
It's an easy job.
Well, I mean, you walk quite a bit.
And you do a lot of walking.
Get a little exercise.
What else? I can't think of anything else.
Do we want to settle the issue of what they say when... I mean, what are you going to tell them when they say, I've already got a drink?
We've just said, hey, we'll give you another one. You're going to want something else to drink anyway. Refills are free. Coffee and tea.
Coffee and tea only.
Coffee and tea only. If they bring your cup back.
Yeah, coffee and tea only.
And I'll make a sign about that if I hadn't already made it.
We do have somebody to go get tea. Already?
Yeah, Barb's going to pick it up. Okay, very good. Okay, David, if you just really get in the sign making me, and you will make some little bitty signs.
I can.
That little camp sign.
Stand up.
Yeah, that'll stand up.
Uh huh.
One that says brownies. One that says Mississippi mud cake.
That's too long to fit.
One that says blackberry coffee.
Just abbreviate Mississippi. We give it a different name.
One that says peach cobbler.
It might be something else.
One that says cherry cobbler. Whatever kind of cake Judy's going to make. And you think next thing we'll do an apple pie. One says apple pie. Apple pie or apple cobbler, either one, Gerald, whichever you'd rather do.
Okay, what else?
That's all I know of.
Okay.
So, and then maybe have a few extras that we can just use a Sharpie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What else?
Is anybody doesn't have a job that wants one?
Wherever you
want to
place
him. Saturday?
Yes, Saturday.
Forget
about Friday.
Forget about Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, we'll see him Friday about 7 o'clock. Maybe 6:30. Right?
What we'd like to do is run two tables early Saturday because to get the rush. You know, one on one side of the door, one on the other.
But if we kind of pre-sell it outside, you won't have that rush.
Yeah, and if you got somebody
the idea behind that.
What I was thinking about is putting on one of those nail aprons, and so you can store your money in it, and you take a roll of tickets and your bracelets, and go out there and
use a nail apron.
Huh?
Absolutely.
I
have a nail apron.
I know.
Maybe you're going to hit your fanny
fanny. But how many people have those nail aprons? I mean, that's a good idea.
Yes.
We don't have tickets. You're going to have no tickets.
Yeah, but that's two tickets. So you could tear them off in pairs. We did last year. We just tear them off in pairs. We count. You know, in other words, if somebody gives you, they say, I want 20 tickets, that's a $20 bill, you tear them off 10, which has got two tickets.
If you go do that before you ever open the doors, I mean, last year we probably had 30 people standing outside. Sell all that. If you give all those people armbands, another person comes through there and sells them raffle tickets, and if they've got their card, exchange tickets right then with them, all that's done.
Yeah.
So when you open the door, that influx of folks come straight in. You're probably not going to have a line of folks after that.
Yeah.
You've probably eliminated the rush.
Yeah.
It is.
And you've also, those people have had their tickets a few minutes early, they might have already written their names and stuff on them.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about right
just
there.
Because they're staying out there doing nothing.
Yeah.
Well, so we might as well put them to work.
And last year when everybody come in, it was a big stop right there.
Right.
You had to spin.
Right.
Nobody could go anywhere.
Right.
So,
on the back of those things, is it name or call sign, either one?
Name or call sign.
Well, there's two tickets in the room. One, you keep one. You tell one to hug it.
You keep the number. You don't have to.
No, last year we just put the ticket with the either the call sign or the name in the hopper. That's what we go pull out. They'd have to keep track of the numbers.
We didn't call out numbers.
We just called out the name. Usually the name or the call sign. Are these rolls of tickets the double tickets?
Yeah.
But the number won't count.
No.
Yeah,
we didn't ever use the number.
There's just the name and the.
So yeah, when you pull off two tickets, it's two of the same number.
Number don't count. You write your name on there on the back. Either name or your call sign. And when we call it out, we'll call that name or that call sign.
You're gonna have some.
Highly recommend that you write your name.
Yeah, I got that on my list.
And a phone number.
There'll be a
bunch of
that's right.
Yeah,
call sign on one side, phone number on the other.
Whatever. Well, there's a place.
If we do that pre-selling out there, we probably need to set one of those 6 foot tables out there.
Just walk down through there and sell.
People want a lot of times they need tables right out.
Yeah.
All right. I'll agree to that, Jason.
You'll agree to what?
But
what are you going to be?
It's got to be two of them together walking down through there.
Huh?
There's going to be two people walking down through that line and selling those tickets.
Why? Well, if we only have one person that wants to do it.
Well, you got a problem.
What do you mean two?
That's the money man.
What? You've got the roll of tickets.
Yeah.
Then you've got some money to contend with.
I agree with you that it would be easier with two people.
Exactly.
Yeah. But one person could do it.
It'd just be slower, David.
Yeah. It's easier with
and
you.
And if you have to have four of them, what help? You got all
the
time
you want to do.
David, who do you want to help you?
I've already got my job.
All right. Anything else?
So what time is Friday morning? Everybody getting there? They're going to start at
10 o'clock.
10, unless you're picking up tables.
Right. The table wranglers are going at 9. They're going to be there at 9.
We should go about 9:30. Huh?
I
think we should go about 9:30. We should go and pick
up
tables.
Yeah.
See, that's
about 11. Well, tables aren't there until 11. It's fine.
Yeah. Because they might have to clean up.
It took us about an hour or something to run down and bring back, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to try to clean up Friday evening.
Friday morning.
Friday morning.
If it needs it.
It might not need it.
Might not need it.
Last time.
Are they going to be sure to have okay. mops there? Last year we had trouble finding the mops.
Right.
Somebody might want to bring some. Yeah. I'm saying. It'd be rough to get up there and need clean.
My gut feeling is last year all we do is was sweep.
Yeah.
It was clean last year. We just swept a little bit of stuff that was on the ground. The kitchen wasn't clean, but the facility, the room was clean. The first year, the room was not clean. But I suspect it would be clean again. Might need a sweep, but I don't anticipate having it
well
again.
You know, the kitchen mat, you don't know what shape it's in. The
kitchen probably going to be cleaned up again. I suspect.
I didn't say more or something. Let's hope we don't have a friend there this year in the kitchen.
Did we have friends last year?
Our friends last year.
That was before I got there. Y'all must have took care of
it. It's a little four-legged creature.
I thought we agreed you wouldn't talk about your pets.
I'm sorry, my pets. No, I feed your pets at home.
Well, my plan is to have a little bit there by Friday afternoon.
So
we don't need any pets. We'll take it into the...
As of right now, I think we have 10 vendors.
No pets.
10 vendors. 1, 2, 3, 4...
We haven't heard from him.
Four major vendors, and I don't know, five or six minor vendors.
Five major vendors.
Four major vendors.
Oh. Yeah, you're right. Four. Sorry.
Four major vendors, and the rest of them are minor vendors, which is six minor vendors. And that's with two tables or less.
Yeah, just so everybody knows, we're, as far as vendors, about 15 tables. So the plan right now, so we don't have to have a bunch of empty tables, is put round tables back out like we had at the first Ham Fest.
Okay, so like how many round tables? I need to know so I know how many tablecloths. About five?
Probably.
Five would be great.
Probably.
Okay. I mean, that's what we had.
I mean, last year you got two.
We actually ended up with three.
Oh, I ended up with three.
Still, I mean, that was not sufficient.
Yeah.
Five would be great. That's what we had the first year, and that pretty much.
Yeah, we're probably going to knock off
about 10
tables.
Unless we have vendors show up Saturday morning.
But, you know, that's so flexible that can be fixed that fast.
Yeah.
I mean, that thing can grow and shrink in a matter of minutes.
You're running, can we run down to two on Friday?
But it's flexible right there.
Okay, you're running three, that'll be great. Okay.
I can put a round table up and have a vendor table and just
Friday?
A couple of minutes.
Anybody else that has a table decoration, something that wants to bring it, like a radio that you're not using or any kind of radio equipment or whatever. We really use those to keep those thin plastic tablecloths from flying off the table as the breeze blows through. But anyway, it keeps them in place and it fits with the Ham Fest kind of thing. So anybody that has one or two that they want to bring to help keep the tablecloths on the table, that'd be great.
What are we missing?
I'm sure there's something, just so you know.
Yeah, whatever comes up,
you can drop the dick together there.
We'll shotgun it if
I'm
it comes
sure there's
up.
Something we left out.
Any progress with the fairgrounds had on the Wi-Fi access for vendors?
I'm going to check on that. It's on my list of things to check on. I just hadn't had time to go by there.
Well, folks, that's all I've got. We'll see y'all Friday at 10 o'clock.
Do we have a...
No.
I was going to do the same thing last year, trying to separate, keep the funds separated from raffle tickets and doors, and keep the tickets, or the armbands, we can count on how many people. That didn't work out too
well. I've already got that to...
Okay.
I'd like to keep track, at least, of the door entrance and raffle tickets in one cash box and the food in one cash box at least. If we do that, we can count the armbands and multiply times $5, and we got the entrance money, and then the rest of it is raffle or donations.
I was trying to do that last year. I don't work with the wristbands. It's working out.
Well, the starting numbers didn't get written down right.
The starting numbers and the ending numbers.
Do better this time. The armbands worked well, I think.
Yeah, I think so too.
That was an easy way.
LaRue, did we have a jug back there in the food with a donation sign on it?
We did, but that was for the sausage biscuits. We're not going to have this year.
Yeah, but I'm just going to have a jug.
Yeah, I'm going to have a donation jug there.
Well, that's fine. Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
I mean, you never know what people will do.
We can do that.
And put a sign on it, yeah. Mm-hmm. Or make it a tip jar.
Tips.
Yeah.
Just put donations.
Donations, yeah.
Donation tips.
These people work in the kitchen, love and want us to find that out.
Yeah, they tips, they might misunderstand what that is.
Okay.
Okay,
David has vouchers for sale.
Yeah, I got vouchers for sale if anybody wants vouchers.
Everybody understands what the voucher is, right? It's a discount on raffle tickets.
What's the discount?
I don't know.
$20, you get 25 tickets. After 8 o'clock Saturday, it's going to cost you $20 for those same, or $25 for those same. Okay. All right. Well, I'll sell them up till 7:59.
You'll sell them until Friday night.
Yeah.
Not so many Saturday
morning. Okay.
They'll be available until Friday whenever.
And I'll put out an email to the club members.
Till we get done with the thing Friday night. Yeah,
Friday night, whenever you quit. Friday night, whenever we draw for.
And we've already sold
that one radio.
$500 worth of them, I think.
Okay, thank you.
For you.